A Crown prosecutor making the case against three men charged with mischief at the Kutz, Alta, border blockade told jurors Tuesday they don't have to determine the accused were protest kingpins to find them guilty. Lawyers for the defense, though, argue their clients were moderates who played a small role. In closing arguments, prosecutor Stephen Johnston said if jurors are satisfied the three were demonstrably supporting the blockade, they should be convicted of mischief over $5,000. The right to protest does not let you lay siege to property for 2 weeks. It was not their highway to close, Johnston told the jury. One act, one statement of encouragement can be enough to convict. The Crown does not have to prove these men were the leaders. Alex van Herk, Marco van Hoogenboos, and Gerhard, George, Janssen are on trial in Court of King's Bench. The Crown said evidence shows the accused were key players and became faces of the blockade that tied up traffic at the Canada-United States border crossing at Kutz for 2 weeks in early 2022 in a protest of COVID-19 rules and restrictions. Johnston said the accused clearly supported the blockade. He told jurors the three spoke on behalf of protesters, and the evidence should leave you with no doubt these men are guilty. They use the words, "we, the Kutz convoy," said Johnston. "They are not some mere messengers. They use the words, "we, are in us." Defense lawyers did not call any evidence during the trial, and the accused did not testify. However, in cross-examining witnesses, the defense argued the trio is not guilty because the demonstration involved numerous strong-willed protesters who didn't always publicly agree and sometimes went their separate ways. Defense lawyer Ryan Duran told jurors his client, Van Hoogenboos, was not a leader but was turned into a messenger by the RCMP. "Marco becomes like a switchboard operator connecting calls," said Duran. "Marco was there to convey a message. He stumbled into a role where he was a spokesman. Marco gave the RCMP the news of the day." Duran said Van Hoogenboos was part of a group that failed to end the blockade. "So much for leadership. He didn't start it, he didn't control it, and he didn't end it. But he carried the message." Duran said the three accused cannot be blamed for the actions of a horde of protesters. Michael Johnston, who represents Van Herk, said the convoy was part of a great winter of political discontent, where a mass of protesters with divergent views converged on the border. "The jury will have to decide if Mr. Van Herk was merely at Kutz to communicate a message," he said. Van Herk's lawyer said his client tried unsuccessfully on two occasions to convince the protesters to leave and was concerned about breaking federal laws. "Not everyone at the protest is guilty of a crime," he said. "He wasn't anyone of influence in anybody's mind." Janssen's lawyer, Alan Honor, said there's little evidence his client started the protest. He said Janssen was always willing to help other protesters sort out their problems as well as work with the RCMP. "This is the real George Janssen. He helps because that is who he is," said Honor. "You don't see anything that could be construed as aiding unless it is helping the police." Justice Keith Yamauchi is scheduled to give his instructions to jurors before they begin deliberating. The Crown called a handful of witnesses during the trial, including Mounties who were at the scene and former Kutz Mayor Jim Willett. The officers testified that as the protest dragged on, leadership coalesced around the three accused, and RCMP increasingly turned to them to negotiate. SGT Greg Tulloch told court last week that he worked to establish a dialogue with the protesters and identified Van Hoogenboos as the main contact. Tulloch said he considered Van Hoogenboos to be at the center of the inner circle of the protest, followed by Janssen and, to a lesser degree, Van Herk. The defense pointed to a video from the protesters' gathering spot, Smuggler's Saloon, where Van Herk is heard asking for a vote to try and get everyone to leave, but is met with opposition. "I don't care, let him come," says one man on the video. "The only way I'm leaving is in a police cruiser," says another. Willett was asked under cross-examination if there was any one group in charge at the protest. "It was a bunch of people I didn't know, driving a bunch of vehicles, who were upset," he replied.